The next item on the agenda is proposed amendments to Regulation 4, VAC 20-900 pertaining to horseshoe crab.
Yeah.
Lewis, how are you, buddy?
Oh, stiff.
Yep.
Okay. I tried to do a fairly detailed evaluation on this and provide, because a number of the commissioners are new since the time we last really looked at horseshoe crabs, some of the background information, but I'm going to cut through all that and try to move it along. I think it is important to say, in terms of background, that horseshoe crabs are federally regulated. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission has developed a fisheries management plan. Key to that is quotas were established in the year 2000. Virginia's quota, and it's a quota based on actual landings, not usage, is 152,495 horseshoe crabs. When we established the individual state quotas, Virginia also tried to determine how are we going to prosecute this fishery and at the same time monitor it. We set up horseshoe crab endorsement licenses. The fishermen qualified through historical landings of horseshoe crabs. They can now possess and sell up to 5,000 horseshoe crabs. They do have special reporting requirements in that they have to call in ahead of time and then call in within 24 hours so the quota can be monitored accurately. In the year 2000, everybody else was as a bycatch fishery. They only had, they could land and possess up to 100 crabs, but they didn't have any special reporting requirements, just fill out their monthly reports. For the next 6 years, the quota was never achieved. In December 2005, the commission made some modifications based on what other states were planning to do with regards to their allowable harvest, which was cut it, and to give Virginia a better chance of catching his quota. We set up a second tier of harvest, call them the restricted horseshoe crab endorsement licenses. There's 14 of those people have qualified. They can possess and land up to 2,000 crabs. Again, they both require a call-in within 24 hours so the quota can be accurately monitored. And both the special licenses, once we hit a trigger of 85% of the landings, then their allocation or what they could possess was cut by 50%. Again, to slow the fishery down and so we can accurately monitor it. At the same time, in December 2005, the commission increased the bycatch allowance from 100 crabs to 500 crabs. Well, on June the 19th of 2006, the fishery was closed because we caught our quota. Went that fast. Staff realized that there were several things that would be prudent to change so we could accurately track the quota. Now I'm jumping around. The main thing was to establish a buyer's permit. There's roughly 400 seafood buyers in the state. A very, very small percentage of seafood buyers actually handle horseshoe crabs. What staff is proposing is establishment of a horseshoe crab buying permit. I got 200 small subset, and proposing language that establishes that is on page 5 of 7 of the draft regulation. It's subsection C of 4VAC 20-900-35. Additionally, staff requests the commission consider adopting the language in subsection D on that same page and section of the draft regulation, which establishes the reporting requirements of horseshoe crab buyers. Special note that it contains a trigger such that when 85% of the quota has been caught and announced, that the horseshoe crab buyers shall call in daily. Again, this is primarily to track this bycatch. But in addition to, we've seen from striped bass buyers, it also gives us a better way to track the overall quota. The other issue, it concerns Amendment 4 to the Horseshoe Crab Management Plan that was adopted by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission in May 2006. And its purpose was to conserve the female crabs of Delaware Bay origin, further conserve them. And what we're addressing today is a mandate within the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission's plan that Virginia, that all crabs caught east of the Colregs line and landed in Virginia, that at least two males, it's a ratio of at least two males for every female. Again, they want to reduce the harvest of female crabs. The commission adopted that last year, 2006. So we're not asking for the adoption of that, but it does present a second issue. And that is industry just assumes that small horseshoe crabs are males. Large ones are females. But in fact, some of the small crabs are also immature females. So what we are proposing is that because male crabs have this unique second pair of modified legs that's designed to class the female, and they're obviously different from the female appendages, we're asking the commission to adopt what page is that? It's on page 2 of 7, a definition of a male crab. For the purpose of this regulation, no horseshoe crab shall be considered a male crab unless it possesses at least one modified hook-like appendage as its first pair of walking legs.
Any questions from the commission for staff?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lewis. This is a public hearing. I'd like to open the public hearing. Anyone have any comments on this regulation? Public hearing is now closed. Matters before the commission. Mr. Tanker.
I move that we accept staff recommendation on the horseshoe crab. Recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard, seconded by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Lewis. Are you handling the next one as well? Or?
Yes, sir.
Public hearing pertaining to channel wealth.
I'm sure you realize these two regulations are really intertwined. By way of background, conch pot fishermen depend on horseshoe crabs.